And now, Motor Talk with David Berthon, thanks to Oscar. 800 quality used cars from the Big 12 brands.
This week, an update on Subaru's small XV SUV. I never really took to the first series, released in 2012. The latest model, however, is a different kettle of fish, vastly improved and refined in a number of areas. The Subaru XV, more a high-riding wagon than an upright SUV, and I drove several from Jindabyne across frosty country, at times down to -6 to Marimbula on sealed and unsealed roads. The first series had a rather annoying CVT transmission, which flared at the touch of the throttle. The updated version is far better, but not perfect, and for preference I'd prefer a standard 6-speed automatic. Four models in the range, 2-litre, 2-litre L, 2-litre Premium and 2-litre S, the entry price a welcome $1,250 below the old XV model, starting at $27,990 and with a lot more specification. High points, far quieter, seat comfort and value for money. All models feature Subaru's X-Mode all-wheel drive system from the larger Forester, and it made the XV very confident in the slippery conditions I encountered this week. More interior room too, up to 34mm wider, and a wheelbase that's grown by 30mm with improved legroom in the rear. More refined performance from the 2-litre 156kW engine. It's no fire breather, but does a workmanlike job in a very fuel-efficient manner, and I manage 7.8 litres per 100, driving rather hard. I'm David Berthon.